Next Monday, the Liffey Ferry reopens after nearly 35 years. Our regular contributor, Hugh Orme, has the story of the Liffey Ferry.
The arrival of the new ferry across the River Liffey in Dublin is an exciting new chapter in the city's maritime history, but at the same time, it's a restoration of an age-old tradition of ferries plying on the Liffey. Following a €300,000 restoration project, the new Liffey ferry, which can carry 18 passengers, goes into service on Monday. It will run from Mondays to Fridays on a three-point route from the Three Arena on the north side of the river, across to Sir John Rogerson's Quay on the south side, and then back across the river to the MV Killarney on Northwall Quay. The restoration of the ferry took 2 years by Arklow Marine Services. Each part of the journey costs €2 and takes 3 minutes. Leap cards are accepted, which is certainly a big step forward for Liffey Ferries, while the fare can also be paid in cash. The Irish Nautical Trust is operating the ferry, and its chief executive, Jimmy Murray, has said there used to be lots more ferries in the Liffey in the days when Dublin Port employed vast numbers of dockers. Now, he says, we're in a new era of dock workers, even though there were far fewer of them, and these are dock workers with laptops. Apart from being a ferry for dock workers and others working in riverside locations and a tourist attraction, the new ferry is also designed to be part of the Trust's maritime training programme. This new programme is designed to give unemployed young people from the inner city and the Docklands area the chance to gain practical marine experience as well as a formal qualification accredited by the Irish Sailing Association. All the money from the fares is going to help fund this training programme. Each course is designed for 8 to 10 participants at a time, giving them 6 months' experience of working in the port and giving them working knowledge of skippering, maintenance, repairs and other aspects. And hopefully the course will give the young people involved the chance to go on to higher level skills and good jobs in the maritime industry and the Dublin port area, all of which will benefit the whole Docklands area. The previous ferry crossing the River Liffey closed down in October 1984, the day before the Eastlink toll bridge came into operation. And since then, crossing the river has also been accommodated by two new bridges, the Samuel Beckett Bridge and the Sean O'Casey Bridge. But on board Planola recently rejected plans for two new cycle and pedestrian bridges across the river. So the new ferry is providing a much-needed means of crossing the river easily and quickly. The tradition of ferries across the Liffey is a very old one, going back to the 14th century, and the origins of the ferry that closed in 1984 went right back to 1665. The ferry that closed in 1984 started its run at the Ringsend Slipway and made its way across the river to what was then the Point Theatre. The trip took about 5 minutes. An earlier ferry service had run from near the old gasometer to a landing point near the Spencer Dock. In the 1950s, the ferry that started in Ringsend used to carry huge numbers of dock workers, and in that decade, around 500,000 passengers a year were making the crossing. It was commonly known as the Workers' Ferry. But by the time it closed in 1984, numbers had shrunk drastically, down to about 15,000 a year. The ferry had also inspired Pete St. John to write a song called The Ferryman, which has since become a classic in the folk song repertoire. At nearly 20 years after the old Liffey Ferry closed, I met up with the man who was the last skipper, Peter Murray. He was still full of stories of the river, and whenever he went for a pint, he was still called the captain. Peter had been brought up in Marrowbone Lane, but when I met him, he was living in Kilmainham. He told me how he had started on the ferry in 1952 when he was 18. His first job was collecting the fares, a mere old one penny. and in 1955 he was made a captain of the fleet of the Liffey boats run by the old Dublin Corporation. The boats that sailed from Ringsend could carry 60 passengers and a crew of two. The passengers were mostly dockers and people who worked in factories on the north side of the river. But for many years, the passengers and the crews had to brave the elements because it took a long time before the corporation decided to put up canopies on the boats. The fleet was made up of five boats, numbered 1 to 6, but for some unknown reason, perhaps superstition, the number 3 was always missing. And on one occasion in the mid-1970s, a cross-channel cargo ship that was sailing downriver fast hit the ferry, which sank in just 2 minutes. Fortunately, there were only 2 people on board, the skipper and a lone passenger, but both were rescued. Peter said that often working on the river was difficult, especially with a strong easterly wind. But he told me that the most accurate forecasts of changes in the weather came from the seagulls. At night, the boats for the ferry service were taken upstream to be moored on the river close to the premises of the old Irish press group on Burgh Quay. After the old Liffey ferry ended, the corporation put Peter Murray on other duties, collecting coins from parking meters, which he hated as such a come-down from his previous job on the river. But the last thing that Peter Murray said to me nearly 20 years ago was that despite all the obstacles, he believed a Liffey ferry would once more become a reality. How right he was. So everyone now hopes that the new ferry will keep going far into the future.
Hugh Oram. And the Cross Liffey ferry opens on Monday.